When I was a young walking guide, I met a venerable old snow gum up in the Jargongal Wilderness area, just off the crest of a low-timbered ridge north of the Valentine River. He had a massive tumble-down bowl supporting multiple trunks and was orders of magnitude older than any snow gum I'd seen. His huge burls had weathered to silver and were shot through with borer holes. Boulder-heaving roots and sloughed-off limbs all told an epic story of survival. His life force is palpable. I visited Great Grandad many times thereafter. In summer, we sprawled and picnicked in his shade, and on winter ski trips, we huddled behind his bulk. Now, snow gums are hardy. They're the only tree that can survive the blizzards and deep frosts up there. But unlike many eucalypts, they can't regenerate from epicormic shoots after a severe fire. A hot fire kills it. Seeds for the next generation fall into the fertile ash bed that was the parents. I had to move to a distant city and for decades tried not to think too much about the high country. But in 2003, a beast of a bushfire ragged on Canberra for a bit, then spat the city out and tore off south up into the high country. For weeks, firestorms burned unchecked across the roof of Australia. Vale, Great Grandad, I thought, you would not have survived that. It was another 5 years before I could bring myself to visit again, so I strapped gear to an old push bike and wheelbarrowed it up the long climb out of G-High to the edge of the wilderness area. I dropped the bike by the fire trail, trudged off across the heath for a couple of kilometres. All around me is a sea of dead limbs, with thickets of snow gum seedlings thrusting up between them. I'm prepared for the worst. But no, Great Grandad lives yet. Some of his outer limbs have burned,